This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Miler's Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
Today's coffee break: the Southwest debit card is actually interesting. Who knew that Southwest would come out with a debit card and we would find it interesting? For years, debit cards have not been interesting in the rewards game because they can't earn a lot in transaction fees the way credit cards can, unless there are sometimes loopholes where they can earn more. And those kind of loopholes have been getting more and more significant as banks have figured out ways to take advantage of them. And I think Southwest has done something that's really worth paying attention to.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the basic details about this debit card, and then we'll get into why we find it pretty interesting. So at first glance, it might not seem wildly exciting because it comes with a small welcome bonus, but it does come with a small welcome bonus, more than nothing, 2,500 points after you spend $100 and have 2 recurring direct deposits in the first 90 days. So, I mean, not a wildly exciting bonus, but something. It's got a monthly fee of $7 a month, which will be waived if you keep a minimum monthly balance of $2,500. The earning rates are not terribly exciting. At best, you'll earn 1x and Southwest dining and subscriptions, but subscriptions doesn't include utilities and streaming services. And you get some annual spend bonuses. So if you spend $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 a year, you'll get a spending bonus on top that'll work out to earning about 1.5 points per dollar if you were spending only in those 1x categories. You get another 50%, so to speak. You'll have to take a look at the details within our post. I should mention, though, that you're limited to $7,500 per day in card purchases. And I mention that because some people might hear debit card and think, oh, well, I'll pay taxes and earn a little bit of rewards with a very low fee for using a debit card. And that's true. You can do that, but you won't be able to make a huge tax payment. $7,500 is not a small one necessarily, but it is the cap.
Yeah. Let me just jump in and say, unless I missed it, I think you missed saying that for spend outside of the categories you mentioned, you get half a point per dollar. So yeah. For most debit purchases, for example, you'll just get half a point per dollar. But that's pretty typical with debit cards.
Yeah, so not terribly rewarding for everywhere else spend at all, but it gives you something anyway. But speaking of things that it gives you, it also gives you a 20% off promotion code that's awarded annually by January 31st. You have to have the card open by December 31st of the previous year. So if you listen to this episode and you're like, oh, I'm kind of interested in this, you might want to jump on the card before the end of December so that you can get that promotion code in January. And we'll talk more about the promotion code in a bit. Also, a $35 statement credit each calendar year for Southwest purchases. So that's kind of nice. If you're buying a cheap airfare, you could use that. Unfortunately, it doesn't work on things like upgraded boarding and in-flight purchases, although upgraded boarding is going away soon anyway. So I don't think that'll make a big difference, but it won't work on in-flight purchases. And that's worth knowing. 7,500 bonus companion pass qualifying points come with this card each year. And that's interesting because it stacks with the companion pass qualifying points that you get as a Southwest credit card holder. Now, to be clear, these are not redeemable points. It's basically a shortcut to the companion pass. So if you have the debit card, you need 7,500 fewer points in order to get the companion pass. It's sort of like a boost to get you part of the way there. And if you have one of the Southwest credit cards, you also get a 10,000 point boost. So if you've got both a Southwest credit card and the debit card, that's 17,500 points off of what you need to earn in order to get the companion pass. So that might be interesting. You officially get that bonus within 30 days of opening your card. I don't know how soon within 30 days is. So we'll talk more about that probably later, but that might influence when you decide to try to open this card, depending on whether you want the companion pass qualifying points to post sooner or later. In practice, they seem to post faster from what we've heard. Katie's Travel Tricks says 5 days after opening the card. So we'll talk about what that means for strategy in a few minutes. But all right, so half a point per dollar spent on most purchases, 1 point in a few bonus categories. Why is this interesting, Greg?
I mean, the big eye-opening thing is the fact that all points earned on this card are companion pass eligible. Plus, it gives you that 7,500 point companion pass boost. So if you're actively going after a companion pass, I mean, this is an almost free way of getting at least 7,500 points. But also, if you consider that the debit card spend also earns companion pass qualifying points, and that they have a bonus at $15,000 spend of 7,500 points, that it means that even if you're earning, even though you're earning half a point per dollar for debit purchases, thanks to that big spend bonus, if you spend exactly 15,000 a year, it'll actually become a 1x spent on spend in the number of points you earn that are both redeemable and companion pass eligible. So to me, this is like a really, really easy way to get at least 22,500 total points towards your companion pass each year.
Yeah, and in the first year when you open it, the welcome bonus, the intro bonus here, the 2,500 points counts also. So that counts, and it's giving you the 7,500 point kind of jump start. So I think actually what makes this particularly interesting, I think for a lot of people, is that the traditional path to a companion pass is to open two credit cards in order to earn enough points for a companion pass. And you have to open one consumer and one business card. But some people aren't comfortable opening business cards or don't think they qualify for business cards. Side note, you just need to be more entrepreneurial. You can probably do it. But if you're firmly against opening up a business credit card, I think this is particularly interesting because it reduces the path. You could get one consumer card, and then with the 22,500 points that Greg just mentioned after 15K spend, plus the discount, or rather the shortcut, so to speak, the 7,500 points and the welcome bonus, you could get yourself up to a companion pass, I think, with just the credit card and the debit card. You won't necessarily a consumer credit card rather and the debit card. You won't necessarily need a business card anymore if you have the capacity to do that level of spend on a debit card. And if you do, then I think that's kind of interesting. That's not the only reason it's interesting, though.
Not at all. If you fly Southwest a fair bit, especially with a family, the 20% off coupon code can be crazy valuable. Imagine booking, once a year, booking your family to, expensive trip to Hawaii or to Florida during, holiday season when prices are through the roof. I mean, if you could get 20% off that for your whole family's round trip travel, that's really, really significant, and would easily just pay for itself, regardless of whether you're getting the monthly fee waived or not.
Yeah, living in the Northeast myself and looking at flights to Florida during school breaks, it's not uncommon for those flights to be $500 or $600 a person round trip. And so if you're booking for a family of four, you're talking about saving $100 a person, maybe even more. That alone, the 20% coupon could be great. And it's interesting because the Southwest credit cards also come with a coupon, but the coupon on the credit card is only 15%. There's a 20% off reward travel booked within 14 days, but there's also a 15% off on paid travel that is not limited to the 14 days. So this is actually a better coupon on the debit card, 20% off instead of 15. So I think that's kind of interesting too. I mean, yeah, the debit card does have a monthly fee if you don't keep the minimum balance in there. So you might look at it and say, well, you do have to pay for this, but I think you could easily save well over the cost, even if you're paying the monthly fee, that just using that one code each year and the $35 credit towards the Southwest purchase, I mean, the card could pay for itself. So I think that's kind of interesting. Now, what about strategy? Like, when would somebody want to open this card? Like, we always talk about the credit card strategy for a companion pass. We always say you should open your Southwest credit cards between October 1st and the end of the year and wait to meet your spending requirements until early in January so that you can earn all of those companion pass qualifying points early in the year and have a companion pass for the rest of that calendar year and all of the next year. So the goal is always to try to earn a companion pass in January if you can, because then you'll have effectively 2 years of companion pass. So how does this debit card play into the strategy? Does it matter when you apply? Should people apply soon? Should they wait because of when the points are going to post or the sort of head start towards Companion Pass?
I'm interested if you have a different take on this, but I don't think there's that kind of time baked situation going on here, because you don't get a big influx of points the way you do with the credit card welcome offer. So to me, I think the play is to make sure to sign up before the end of December so that you get that 20% off coupon in January. And because your 7,500 points towards the Companion Pass is going to apply annually. So, you know, hopefully you'll get it before the end of the year if you're counting on it for this year. But then you'll also get it next year automatically.
Yeah, that's what I would expect too. So when I first saw this, I had that thought that, got to get it at the end of December, because then in January, you know, you have to wait a year until you get those 7,500 Companion Pass qualifying points again. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works with a credit card anyway. So I assume you're right that the Companion Pass qualifying points just come at the beginning of the year, just like they do on the credit card, would be my expectation. So yes, I think you're totally right. You'll get the 7,500, potentially get the 7,500 Companion Pass qualifying points this year, depending on when you open the card. And then in January, I would assume you'll get those 7,500 towards next year's. So yeah, I think you're right. The only other part to consider about when you're going to open it is when you're going to meet the requirements, if you want the 2,500 points from the welcome bonus to count. Yep. And or, you know, other points from purchases, then you may want to hold off until closer to the end of December, but you want to do it before December 31st. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting until the following calendar year in order to get some of those benefits. So, right. You wouldn't want to do that ideally. So, overall, though, kind of interesting. So, are you going to go after this debit card, Greg? I know you're a big Southwest guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't fly Southwest, but sometimes I book travel for family members who do fly Southwest, and I am seriously considering. So, you know, I could sign up for the card and just park 2,500 points dollars in there to waive the monthly fee and get that 20% off coupon, which is the main thing I'd be looking for. Or I think I could probably sign up in December, get the 20% off coupon loaded to my account, and cancel the card and do that every December. I don't know if that would work or not. And I also don't know for sure. I don't think there's anything requiring that the account holder be on the ticket that's booked with the discount, but I would have to check that first.
I'm not sure about that either. I don't think so either. The interesting thing is, okay, is it worth parking the $2,500 there? I mean, I think it's going to depend probably on your next best option in terms of where you put the money. I just use an APY calculator to see $2,500, and the default interest rate that it gave me was 4.22. I have no idea right now what the general high yield rate is, but if at that assumption that the APY first APY calculator on Google gave me, you earn about $107.75 in interest over the course of the year. So you'd probably be better off just paying the $7 monthly fee if you would keep that money parked in a high yield account. Otherwise, if you wouldn't keep it in a high yield account otherwise, well, then it doesn't make a difference. And if you're going to be spending on the card a bunch in order to meet those spending bonuses and whatnot, well, then probably will make sense for you to have money in there. But anyway, you got to consider that opportunity cost. But overall, yeah, I mean, I think I could see us getting this card for those 20% off coupons. I got a bunch of Southwest credit to use. I've got a bunch of the old credit that doesn't expire yet, but being able to get a discount and use some of my Southwest credits at the same time seems like a great stack. So I probably will open this one up myself.
Do you think you and your wife will get it?
Probably. I mean, why not have a couple of 20% off coupons? I think we could easily save more than the cost of having these, whether you figure that cost in terms of the monthly fee or in the opportunity cost of the interest you're not earning by keeping money in the account. Either way, whether or not we'll make those spending, you know, thresholds in order to earn bonus points, I don't know whether we'll bother with that, but I could certainly see where it could be appealing, and maybe I'd consider it, because I certainly am interested in a Companion Pass, and I've been waiting to get under 524. And I think actually today, as we record this, is my under 524 day. So I've got it in mind. So yeah, maybe I think it's highly possible we'll both get it.
There you go. Nick is a maybe on two.
Yeah, maybe.
two debit cards.
Definitely, maybe. Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.